I appreciate the opportunity to be with you this morning. I'm from Arizona, and what we're going to do here is talk a little bit about some a kind of a new or novel sort of approach to food safety, particularly in the area of a group gap approach. So we're going to be focusing on Arizona, not necessarily Yuma, where I work and live, but Arizona is a pretty hot climate, and despite the fact that it's fairly warm these time of year, there are quite a bit of vegetable production during the winter months. So we're going to be focusing on Arizona today. And so I've been working in food safety since 2006, and that's when the E. coli outbreak occurred in spinach in California. And since those times, there's been quite a bit of interest in food safety among a variety of different programs. And so the commercial folks in Arizona primarily either adhere to the leafy green marketing agreement in California or Arizona, or these industry gaps spearheaded by big giant companies like Costco and Walmart and so forth. However, for the small grower clientele, we also focus on some more lenient programs, and we primarily focus on one in Arizona, and that's this USDA gift gap program. And so, as many of you know who work in food safety, the gift gap program is primarily devoted to about seven components. Each component is essentially individual components, either that's revolving around growing, it's a farm review, fuel harvesting and packing, and so forth. And I think a lot of you folks are clearly familiar with that. However, when you look at the amount and number of completers, or those that are gift gap certified in the United States, you'll quickly see that there's quite a few in California, up and down the West Coast, and then up and down the East Coast. But in the center of the state, and particularly in Arizona, we have very, very few gift gap completers. And so with the oncoming freight train that's hitting a lot of small producers in FSMA, they're going to be hit with some things that they may not like, and I think a lot of you have been associated with those challenges, just like we are in Arizona. So a friendly reminder on what traditional gift gap programs are like. We conduct training in our state similar to what you might do in your own state with your own cooperative extension system. Essentially, there's a grower, a farmer. That producer then creates a food safety plan. That food safety plan is then inspected by a third-party auditor, and in the USDA system, it's primarily a USDA auditor. In our state, anyway, the USDA provides funding to our state agricultural department, who essentially does the audit. And so each farm then is treated as an individual entity. So you might have, say, farm one and farm two a mile apart, and yet they're essentially treated individually when it comes to a food safety audit. So you can have up to five, maybe 10, 20, 30 farms, all within a general location, and each of these farms, as you know, is treated individually in terms of the audit. So this is a challenge, especially in some areas where there's quite a bit of activity. In our state, it's in the northern part of the state, and in central Arizona, there's some interest in generating a new way, a new approach to getting folks certified in the area of gift gap. A couple years ago, I did a survey of our gift gap participants in our courses that we teach. And kind of a busy slide here, but we asked them, are those that attended, those that are certified, what's the top reasons for you not to be certified? And so, as many of you know, during surveys in your own state, you quickly realize that it's either too expensive, the paperwork is demanding, and there's too much time commitment. So, you know, food safety is probably not going to go away, number one, and these are the constraints that I have seen, along with Stuart Jacobson, who worked with me. He's with the Arizona Department of Agriculture. So this may be very common in your state when you're dealing with food safety. It just simply is too expensive, too much paperwork, and too much time. And so with the help of the Wallace Center, and I want to acknowledge Steve Warshar, he's a big proponent of Group Gap. He and I and Ken Peterson at the USDA, we had a kind of a powwow about 18 months ago, and we decided to start thinking about doing a different approach to food safety, and that is Group Gap. And many of you may know about Group Gap, but very few in the United States are actually certified in Group Gap. And so if you're interested in doing something a little novel with your clientele in your state, I invite you to either call Steve or get a hold of this report generated many years ago now at the Wallace Center that kind of walks you through some of the steps involving Group Gap. And so this is a work in progress. There's just one that I know of, one or two Group Gap completers in the United States. So, you know, it's a challenge. And it's a new program. There's funding available through the Wallace Center. And it's something that the USDA embraces. And they would like to see more pilot programs in the United States. And we're fortunate to be working with two groups in Arizona to initiate this Group Gap program. So essentially, this is how it works. You have farmers, producers. This is on this side of the slide. As many of you know, working with small farmers, these folks are going to be involved with providing internal reports, inspections, and then I mentioned here compliance with a QMS, and we'll talk about that in a second. These farmers are going to be audited, however, by what's called an internal auditor. So let's say everybody in this room is a farmer. So everybody in this room is on this side of the slide. And then we have a little meeting, and we decide on who of the one of the group here, who is going to be our leader, who's going to be our internal auditor. It could be someone in this room. It could be a person in the city that's well-respected. It could be a person that knows a lot about farming but simply does not want to actually jump into the loop because of financial constraints or other means to actually conduct a food safety program. So that one person then is what's called an internal auditor. And the group participates in writing a quality management system. How is the group going to function? How is the group going to coordinate food safety program within the group? And so the internal auditor then is going to serve as the liaison or the regulatory body within the group to then audit each one of these farms. So if you think about cost, the cost involved with food safety, it's what, $98 an hour. And in my state where I work and live, it's a pretty big hike to drive across the state. So that funding is always an issue. But if you can identify a local person and then have that person trained by the USDA to conduct internal local audits, it certainly saves the time and the funding constraints that many of you may be dealing with. The internal auditor can, not really responsible for, but the internal auditor would be involved with training. Some of the growers, similar like what we do as an extension, would conduct these internal audits and then ensures compliance within the quality management system. So how is the quality management system certified? It's essentially certified by a USDA auditor. So the USDA auditor is the external piece. And the USDA auditor then would only audit, if it's working properly, only audit the quality management system. So it's simply a single annual audit on the whole system, and the internal auditor would then be conducting annual visits to each individual farm. So it's a little bit of a different approach. There is regulation, there is compliance, and there are audits. So it's very similar to the individual farm approach, but you have that local flair that many folks are initially excited about when they hear about this particular program. So there are some benefits. It's internal. So if you have a, thinking about a food hub, something related to individual farmers contributing to a massive pool of food, and I'm not involved in any of that. I'm more of a commercial guy with food safety, but you can kind of think and brainstorm among yourselves of groups of folks contributing to a food safety program. It's an internal program. So the development and maintenance of the quality management system is actually an internal process. It is one that is developed from within a group, and there's collaboration, as many of you know, working with small farmers to meet those consistent guidelines. And then the cost for certification is drastically reduced since there is a local person who can, you know, drive just a few miles instead of a few hundred miles. So in terms of food safety, it serves as a foundation for, say, marketing, branding, distribution, all in a very neat way. Gotcha. So when we're thinking about initiating a group approach to food safety, there's things to consider. One is this quality management system, which many of you may not know about. It takes a commitment within the group. So there are, I'll talk about some of the challenges in a minute, but there are some folks within a group in Arizona who think, well, you know what, I don't like this. I don't like my group. I don't want to participate in the group. So that is a challenge, yet that is a mandate within a group gap program. What we're dealing with in Arizona is the internal auditor, with assistance from a group, would be submitting their quality management system directly to the USDA for review, and that is a challenge sometimes to get that back in time. This is a grower-developed gift gap approach, so a producer would have to develop a gift gap program for their individual operation. And finally, the internal auditor is selected to represent the group in the area of food safety. And then finally, the USDA would provide that external piece. So there's some steps to consider if you're thinking about developing a group gap approach. These are some challenges that we have faced in the last about 12 months or so, working with some groups in Arizona, one in particular in the northwest part of the state, and that is control and integrity. So we identify a single person as an internal auditor, and then suddenly that person now is like in control of the entire group, and in many cases what we thought would be kind of a friendly atmosphere is turned into a kind of a mean-spirited sort of thing, and that was kind of unexpected. But when you give somebody control, they tend to take it. And so that is a challenge, working with individuals within a group. Timeline, budget, benchmarks, these are all developed internally, and there are no resources for this. So if you're thinking about a group gap approach, you're sort of on your own with the help of the Wallace Center and perhaps myself, because we've gone through this. So there's really not a lot of expertise in the area of group gaps, so you'd probably be on your own trying to develop this. There's no quality management system template. So when we were starting to work with one particular group in the northern part of Arizona, we were thinking that the USDA would provide us at least a starting point, and that's not the case. So we, as an extension body, cooperative extension body, we were asked to help them from start to finish, which we didn't really expect. And then so this technical assistance for developing a food safety plan for the group, where are the reports going to be stored? Is it going to be stored in a database? Where is the database going to be? Is it going to be in someone's house? Is it going to be stored publicly? You know, that all that has to be kind of worked out. And finally, the training that's involved in gift gap is still in place here. So just in a nutshell, I just wanted to get you started thinking about perhaps a group gap approach. It's relatively novel, relatively new, and we'll see how successful it is. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yeah. Appreciate that. So the question is related to compliance within the group. And we also have faced a similar challenge. It's a very good question, and that is, what do you do if one farm is not compliant within a group? And that is a discussion within the group, and that is part of the QMS. And so the quality management system has policies and guidelines within itself that says, okay, if the Farmer Joe is not compliant, then he will be given 1 year to get up to speed or basically kick him out. The success of the group depends on the success of everybody within it.